Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Joy-filled work. 1 Peter 1, verses 8 and 9. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. We are told to work hard, but also to have life balance. We are told to go all in, but also to put ourselves first. So what gives? It's a mixed message at best, flat out opposites at worst. Where can I find joy if I'm always working hard and not thinking of myself? On the other hand, how can I have a meaningful life if I'm only living for myself? We know that this kind of selfishness does not lead to a full life. The answer is that we are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. It is something that comes from outside. It fills us. It is a gift, and the gift comes from the Holy Spirit. Christ has defeated death. How could we not be filled with joy? We have received the goal of our faith, the salvation of our souls. How could we not leap for joy? Of course, this is easier said than done when half the class is sick, you're concerned one student is showing signs of autism, and the budget just got cut, and it's only Tuesday. Now the question becomes, how could we possibly have joy? First, Christ's work of salvation cannot be undone. It is a fact of history not affected by your bad day or terrible week. This salvation is yours no matter what happens. Second, you get to be a part of this work of joy. You get to be the deliverer of love. You get to be the proclaimer of grace. You get to be the one, maybe the only one in a particular child's life, that shows him or her what an undeserved kind of love looks like. Oh, and one more thing. Christ will get his work done with or without you. The pressure is off. Not all depends on you. This is the freedom of the gospel. Work hard, have joy, and believe that Christ will fulfill his promises. We pray. Holy Spirit, give us the gift of joy in Christ's salvation and the gift of joy in our work. May our witness of joy bring more to faith in Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.